You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the Gentle Dentist in Worthington. Call 614-431-3311.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Some secrets are kept in the basement, others in the morgue. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Mata.
So Anthony Combs, he's staying behind bars. I don't think anybody was expecting anything different, despite his many offerings of, I'll stay at this luxury mansion, I'll stay on this luxury island. The judge said, no, you're gonna be behind bars in jail. But we've seen an interesting story in this last 2 weeks come out connected to Diddy. It's, I think, one of the first stories that we've seen that has, although a very dark start, a very redeemable ending for someone who really got involved with Diddy at a young age, was one of his proteges. Shine is his name. He was a rapper back in the early days of Bad Boy in 99. And now, after spending, about 10 years behind bars, he got himself out, and he could very well be the Prime Minister of Belize in the near future. Talk about a turnaround in life and someone who just doesn't let anything hold them down. Joining me to discuss, Bob Mata, defense attorney. The doc's out on Hulu right now. I'm not sure if you've seen it or not, but it's the story's been around for a while, and I think we've all known that someone took the fall for Diddy, and this is the man who did it all these years later. Now that we know, I guess we've seen more. Even the person who got shot in the face says Diddy is the one who shot. Do you think we're going to see any sort of follow-up investigation onto that shooting with everything else that's going on in the world of Diddy and the investigations?
You can't rule it out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the question becomes, you know, this guy was convicted of it, right? I mean,
yeah.
How much weight is it going to hold in terms of him turning around now saying, oh, well, maybe it holds a ton of weight.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he's like, look, I copped to it. You know, I was the fall guy for this thing. And, you know, I mean, like, well, so let me ask you this. Did he cop to it, or did he go to trial? Because I don't know.
Went to trial. Diddy was acquitted, and he was not. So he took the fall for it. He did. All they had to say was that a gun was drawn on them. Because in the doc, he even says, look, there was a gun that was drawn on me. I drew my weapon. I did not fire my weapon. Diddy is the one allegedly who fired the shots. And the explanation basically was, look, I didn't have time for security to wait. A weapon was being drawn on me, and that's what I did. But then, of course, was taken down and blamed for the shooting in that nightclub in 1999 with Diddy and J-Lo.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest problem for the feds is the issue of double jeopardy.
Yep.
I mean, because, you know, Diddy stood trial for it already, right? So in terms of them, I think what they've got on him, or what they're alleging that they have on him, which is only going to grow, is probably enough.
Yeah.
I think that there's going to be just a ton more that's going to come. Like we're just waiting for all of this stuff to drop. It's like the back room maneuvering that must be going on right now between people with a lot of money trying to, you know, leverage that money in terms of keeping themselves out of this thing has to be historic.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's so much money involved with this thing. And, you know, as well as I do, I mean, follow the money, you know, and the money controls everything. So, you know, ultimately whether or not Shine is going to be brought in to try to assist them, I mean, I don't know that it'll be related to that, but I mean, it certainly could be related to other things, you know, because he was kind of in the inner circle, right, for years. So, you know, I mean, they can use him for other things in terms of, because especially when we look at the time frames, mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking, this has been going on a long time. I mean, because essentially, Diddy kind of went clean since what? What are they saying? Like what are they, 2018? Like he quit, quit doing all this shit, you mm-hmm. know, allegedly. So, you know, like the time frame's going to line up. And, you know, he certainly doesn't have a fan in this guy Shine. So, you know, he'll be a helpful witness if he can expose things mm-hmm. in terms of, you know, whether or not they're going to make a run at him. Because that's ultimately what the question is going to be. Are they going to make runs at people?
Yeah.
Are they going to offer them proffers? And then they say, look, this is what we got on you, mm-hmm. you know, and this is pretty simple process. You come in. Tell us the absolute truth about everything. If we find out you're lying about anything, we're going to hammer you, mm-hmm. you know, but if you stick to your deal, you know, we're going to cut you a deal. Yeah. So, I mean, which is exactly what's going on behind closed doors right now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that is exactly what's happening with the feds and tons of.
Yeah. I mean, and it's interesting because there's been a lot of people that the feds have talked to. There's been obviously the grand jury investigation, the grand jury talking now twice to one of Kim Porter's friends. This is a man who came out with that book. A lot of people saying that's bunk, but he claims to have also a flash drive. He says that Kim gave him with a lot of video on it, allegedly showing some of these Diddy things. And he's talking about it right after he goes out of the grand jury. He's doing interviews immediately. He's saying he has this. Do the feds have it? I mean, or is he just saying he has this, I guess would be the question. I would think they would have to have it by now if it exists.
He put it out to the world that he's got it.
Yeah.
You know, so if the world knows, the feds know.
Yeah.
And if the feds know, you can be assured that the feds have knocked on the door.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like there's no, if it exists and the feds don't have it, they will have it.
Yeah.
At some point, you know, there's just, again, this is going to be a thing where, you know, you're going to have to just kind of wait it out with the feds. They're very deliberate with their cases, man. They don't, you know, they made the arrests actually quicker than they usually operate, but you know, we know that we've got grand juries still operating mm-hmm. on this case. You know, we know that they are obviously going to be talking to everybody that Busby's signing up to sue, mm-hmm. you know, because all of those civil cases could just be a gold mine of information,
yep.
You know, and really what they're looking for is way more detailed evidence than just he said or she sure. said he said. You know, they want the videos, they want recordings, they need things that corroborate mm-hmm. what they're saying. So like ultimately, you know, that's going to be the challenge for the feds. And you know what they've recovered has to have been voluminous
yeah.
in terms of videos and just everything that's been going on with this guy for a long time. You know, so they're going through it all, they're combing through it all. And, you know, I mean, rest assured, and they've got to follow the money trail. Like the money trail is like you can only hide money so much. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like cash is obviously one way to do it, but, you know, typically you got to store cash somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, typically you're making money, like the money gets paid typically not through cash in that industry that he's made all his money in. So there's going to be money trails. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like the amount of forensic accounting that's going on, trying to put all the pieces together of this guy's just absolute empire is going to be a huge task.
Yep.
You know, it's like this trial is going to be epic.
Yeah.
Like, cause you know, there's no way he's pleading out. There's no way.
Nope.
You know, and it's going to be a shame because it's in federal court that we're not going to get to see it.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to need some boots on the ground in the courtroom for it. That's for sure.
Yes. Without a doubt when that takes place. And I know it's slated for early next year, but pending superseding indictments, which I'm sure will be coming along at some point. We're likely quite a ways out yet from that taking place. It'll be very fascinating to watch as we finally get there. Just another another layer that certainly shows the personality of Diddy, which is no different than we've seen today, where it's he is for himself. You're willing to have a friend go to jail for 10 years for something you did, allegedly. That's, yeah, a special type of individual right there.
Well, I mean, he operates it like a, you know, like a mafia organization. Yeah. And he's the head of it. You know, it's like anybody below him, you know, whose livelihood depended on him was taking the hits. You know, it's just, it's not that far afield from that. It's the same concept. It's, you know, I mean, ultimately this thing's going to shake down into a straight up RICO case, you know, cause it's going to be the same shit, man. I mean, it was an organization, you know, where you've got all these other elements that have been added to it in terms of the trafficking and, you know, everything else. But in terms of all, like, it very well could be a replay of YSL, except not so much on the street level. You know what I'm saying? Like YSL had that element of street level crimes, you know, where you're just kind of sitting there trying to figure out, like, why would this dude, like, still be a part of this shit when he's made it, you know? And that was more of a neighborhood thing, man, you know? And this is more of an empire type thing.
Yeah.
Like, dude, this thing, I'm telling you, we have not even scratched the surface of it.
It's going to be shocking.
It's going to be shocking.
There's so much more to come. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.